go with this magnificent memory that he had. And you can see how much love he had for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, he pointed to the Kaaba, he said, "That's where my shroud is." It was something that was old and torn, threadbare gown. This is what he had. He wanted to wrap himself with that. And Sa'd of the Ma'an, he said, "I have met the Mushrikeen at Badr wearing it, and I saved it for this day." Because at that time there were no Munafiqeen, the faith was very strong, the love between the companions was very, very, very bonded, and it was something else. And this was his most magnificent memory, Badr. And he said, "This is what I want to wear," because he remembered the Messenger of Allah and all the companions that preceded him. So this is how we should have the love of the Messenger of Allah. This is how the youth should actually connect to their community through the love of Allah and His Messenger. When that is disconnected, when that is cut off, then therefore you have no connection to the revelation. And then therefore you will be just trying to guide yourself just like anyone else, and you will just be going through the walls. So I think we need to get back to love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our identity is to love the Messenger of Allah alayhi wa sallam. So why this craziness from the youth? Why this craziness? Have you noticed? Funny hairstyles. What is with it? One shaved up here, one little thing hanging here, flat out like this, spikes. What is it? Are you a porcupine? What is it? Half an hour, brother, how long does that take you? Half an hour to do that? I said, mashallah, you could have had at least one or two pages of the Quran if you don't know how to read, or read slowly, you could have finished that. So spikes standing up. I said, "Wow, how did you get that?" "Well, I put gel in it and I twisted it a little bit." I said, "Yeah, he made you sound so ugly." So why this crazy is because there is no connection to the Messenger of Allah. Then you have the cool clothing. Have you seen the cool clothing? I've seen it. I've seen it even in village perspective of the TV. One pant up, one down, and the tie down to the knee. Or the pants are falling down the ground and the guy is walking like this. So when my son, when he was just about a year old, when he would do something, he would walk like that. So I could figure out from behind that he's done something in his pants. So I can change it. But I don't know a big 17-year-old house walking like that. Did everything wrong with the change? So there's no connection. When we talk, we curse. "Oh man, blah 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 blah. Oh man, blah blah blah," because it's the rap culture. "Yo yo, my man, you wanna know how tough I am? I can beat you with only one hand. Yo yo." I swear that there's one very nice brother, Khairul Amin. I really have a love for him. I don't know him well, but I feel a sense of great love for this brother. And what happened is that I was with my wife and I saw one guy in the bus stand with big, you know, they were really big. And he was there going, I asked him, I said, "What is this?" Because he was really interested. And you know, you can see his mouth going, and he was interested. So I asked somebody, I said, "What is this?" He said, "This is when you shoot someone. I put two caps in you, man." So, I grew up in a very rough neighborhood. Rap was there at that time, but it was not a crazy like that. So, I didn't know what this signal meant. Like, you know. So, I think what it is that the craziness is only taking place because there's no identification to identity as a Muslim. The cool walk. You know, you need a hip replacement. What is wrong with you, brother? Why are you having this cool walk? And you know, and shaking hands like this. I think I'm not doing that. It's no problem in doing that. I'm not saying anything difficult. All I'm saying, if you're going to shake hands like this, but what is this? You get out and say, sometimes I get... Yeah, they're okay, brother. You know, we have to shake hands, I think, in the school one time, and go like this, and you go like this, and like this, then like this, and like this, and then you would bump the back together. I mean, all these things, complex. The Muslim, it's okay to say, hey, what's up? But at least say, salam alaikum first, because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that even if you travel and you meet together again, you would say, salam alaikum. Now what is happening, our so-called learned people, they will not say salam alaikum. So how are we supposed to learn that? They will stand at the door and look at you straight face like this. This is not proper either. So you're supposed to give salam, you're supposed to be welcoming, you're supposed to be people who are bringing. So I think the craziness is from not understanding the habits like smoking and spitting and your food too. All the time chewing gum like, you know, I saw you run out of style like. You're not a coward, you don't need to regurgitate it and keep chewing. It's no problem with chewing gum, just make sure that it doesn't work. But we have to be very, very careful, especially the walk and the talk. You have to have some sentence. I mean, you can see some of the youth, I know exactly how they're living and what they're doing by just their hairstyle, or by just the way they wear the little goatee, or just a little thin strip here, or a little shave up here. Because you know what's being affecting their hearts. So they don't have any communication with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to know, they know all the stars. They know Snoop Doggy Dogg, Sean John, I don't know who else is there, Madonna. Now on BBC I was reading that Madonna has a children's book out now. I don't think that this should be one of the signs of the judgment. So she's going to teach the children, I don't know what. But actually, on a serious note, when we read further into that, it has to deal with the old magic in terms of power. It has to deal with satanic stuff, which is really not good. I wouldn't advise Muslims to go and buy that and spend their money on rubbish. But really trying to look how we can get back to the deen. Imam Malik, he said, the later-day Muslims can reform only by means of that which enabled the earlier Muslims to reform. This was his opinion. He said, the later-day Muslims can only reform by the means of what happened and how the earlier Muslims reformed. Because even if you are in spaceships, or even if you're going to live in Mars, or even if you have cell phones and you're high-tech, you still have the problem of desire, you still have the problem of love, in terms of, it's not a problem, but I think excessiveness towards loving something that's totally material, then it becomes problematic. You still have the problems of avarice, greed, you have all these emotional things which is inside the human being, you still have that problem. So no matter how high-tech you become, you still have that problem. So it will not change from Karachi to Indonesia, it will still be the same problem. So we need to, the only way we're going to get back, as according to Imam Malik, is how the earlier generations, they reformed themselves. And they reformed themselves from tarbiyah, that they disciplined themselves and then they purified themselves according to the book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very sick at the end of his life. And he came out and said, oh people, I praise Allah. Because there's no other, there is no God other than me. And whose back I have whipped? Whose back I have whipped? Here is my back, let it retaliate. And whose reputation I have stained? Here is my reputation, so let him retaliate. And then that's how he went on. Look at the magnanimous nature of the Messenger of Allah. He's saying, whose back I have whipped, let them whip my back. Which corrupt dictator, ruler, sick person can ever say, who I have killed, who I have tortured? He was clean. This is the message we need to give to the non-Muslim, that his character was clean. His inside life and his outside life was like an open book. No other figure in history has been scrutinized to that level. And this is why, because it's called the last of the messenger. That's it. So, whose back I have put, here is my back. And whose
reputation that I'm saying, here's my reputation, go ahead. I mean, I don't want to go out and give teaching to all my don't do these things, and don't at the end of the day go out with people having this rancor and hatred towards you and you being a crooked person. So he's teaching that not to be like that with your people. That if you're in a power position, that you are not like that. You're something else other than that. That you go out with a clean record. And the only way that you're going to be clean is to have this love for the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what our fondness and our delight and we should hold dear to the Messenger of Allah. The hearts have to be changed. And if you're constantly bombarded with kufr, constant bombardment, that's what I call it, constant bombardment, totally, every day in, day out, boom, from everywhere. That's why I don't blame you. Before, you used to be very, why are you doing this? Why are we not doing this? Now, I don't say that anymore, because after seeing what's happening, and what the youth are facing, what the brothers and sisters are facing, it's very difficult. But it's not something impossible that you cannot do, that you cannot change. So you constantly bombarded with kufr 24/7, hearing these vulgar musical lyrics that will give you nothing, will give you nothing. If you really analyze any one of these songs, they're really stupid. Stupid. You know, they keep calling the Xbox. Xbox, Z box, I call it the Xbox, the stupid box. Because you keep playing the same song, you don't, there's no exercise. If you want exercise, you do some exercise, you walk, you train, you do different things. But it gives you nothing, no intelligence it gives you. It just makes you dumb. Because it takes away from other forms of learning. And parents sometimes give their children that, thinking that they're going to develop in that way. They cannot develop in that way. It's the radiation from the TV, no good physically. And secondly, they don't develop spiritually nor intellectually, because it doesn't give you any analytical thinking within these games. It teaches you how to kill people. That's why the 14-year-old and the 16-year-old were caught. They played this dumb game on this foolish machines, and they went and shot up people. One died and one was badly harmed because they wanted to go out and reenact the game. And this is how it affects. It doesn't do it to everyone, but you don't know who's on whose hinge. So it's like the habit is exciting. Let alone Muslim parents buying them, oh, there's the three gifts for you. There you go, my son. Go and waste your life in front of the TV playing these games. And every game is like $80 and $100. It's becoming ridiculous. And we're having problems raising money for the centers and mosques and different things that we need, so we should really bring the community together. We have no problems with that. Why is that? I think we should be more gracious with that. We should be having more understanding and doing the right things. I don't know when it's going to stop, but Allah Ta'ala, I think we need to take some steps in order to at least curtail some of the problems that are taking place there. Now, every chance you get out with your friends, you say, I'm just chilling. What does that mean, chilling? You take chicken out of the fridge and you say, just chilling. Because it's going to thaw for a while. Put hot water and put it inside and just chilling. So what are you chilling with? I'm chilling some time, man. Just chilling. But when you need to pick up a book and maybe start thinking and opening that, you can't do it. Because you can't think any longer. Because TV takes away your perception of understanding. It doesn't give you any room to understand and cognitively think and try to imagine. Books give you that because you need to exercise your eyes to read something. You will be able to read and analyze. So nobody will be shoving thoughts in your brain. But the TV is just pre-programmed. Just media. You know, in the Russian era when they were very big and strong, and everyone who becomes pompous becomes that. They used to, some places never had running water, but they had a radio, newspaper, and TV. Because of propaganda. And this is exactly what's happening. Now they're saying in Kabul they have M&M, this vulgar rap, who curses and says all kinds of nonsensical things. Madonna is playing very much so in there. This is just a society that was very conservative and it was people that were very friendly. They keep saying, oh, it's a hostile territory. Ask them 30 years ago, go read their books, what they say when they used to go into Afghanistan. They used to feel that the sense of people had a sense of pride. They used to go to their masjid, they used to take care of their guests. If they knew it was an outsider, they would actually
give him food, let him stay there, and walk him to where he needs to go. None of this nonsense, oh, there are militants and all this. This is something they're concocting in order to just get the land and to humiliate the people. So I think we need to come back and really love the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to really understand. One of the scholars said the most frequent cry of the people of hell is, woe, woe to me. Woe to me, meaning we have done everything with our hands. We have let our own ship sink. So it is our problem. It is our identity crisis. Secondly, inshallah, how much time do I have? 21 minutes? Secondly, we have to be pious people. Try to become pious sometime. Try to make a pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will pray so much raka'ah in so much time that I will extra my prayers, do a little bit extra reading of the Book of Allah, that I will do something to benefit the community, that I will say a kind word to somebody, that I will give some charity to somebody, that I will, whatever I'm endowed with, that I will help something. So we need to become pious, not self-conceited, bragging, and you know, the sisters have to be also very careful with that. Because I've heard from many sisters, not just here, everywhere, what they do is that they, when the new sister comes in, they get a cold shoulder. Sisters have a way of being smellish also. The brothers also, they're a little bit uncouth, but the sisters are very methodical, and if they want to cut off somebody, they will just turn their back. Once one sister said, I used to come to the halaqa, and the sisters used to turn their backs on me, and I didn't know anyone. And same thing was one Malaysian brother, he said the same thing. He said, I used to come, and the brothers used to turn their back. If you see somebody new, at least for Allah's sake, say, Salaam alaikum, how are you? If somebody new comes to your organization, you will get to know them because you have to work with them. These are the same people that you have to get to know because they will be people that you can work with. They might be a resource that this brother or sister might be very intelligent, that you can get good Islamic work from them. Don't underestimate anyone. We usually see, well, what can you do, brother? What you good at? I'm good at this. Okay. Khalid in England is very good at sound. He's studying sound engineering. Put it. Make things. Get him on the cutting edge. Give him a job. Give him a scholarship. Go and study. Because you will be benefit to our community no matter where you go. We have to think in terms of an ummah. We're thinking in terms of our jama'ah, but we're not thinking in terms of the ummah. How we can tell it, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to become pious. And when you become pious, you become like this. We have to become devout people, not just to our job. We become devout only to our jobs. Have you noticed that? It is like, yes sir, how are you? I'm there, okay, coffee. How are you ready? How are you James? Blah, 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 blah. And you go and do this thing. But it's not too bad to do that, but at the same time, why don't you become devout to your Creator? This will be the ultimate for you, that you become devout to your Creator. So we have a problem with that. Study, I need to study. Study, 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 study. I have nothing, and that's a lie. You know what? Because I've studied also. So this thing that, oh, I have no time, I'm going home to study, that's nonsense. Because you'll sit there and ask yourself, you'll sit there in front of the computer 1.5 hours, 2 hours, without really doing anything, just searching. Then you watch a couple of TV programs, you eat something. You will waste literally 4 or 5 hours that you could have been productive somewhere else. But telling you just to think, I have to go home because I have a lot of studying to do. It's not fair for your community for you to be out like that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, shaitan rajim, inna Allah ma'a alladhina taqaw wal ladhina hum muhsinun. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people of taqwa, the people of beware, the people of consciousness, people who don't fall into traps, that people that with them, and he is with the people who are muhsinun. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people of ihsan. And when this says the hadith is from Ihsan, that you beautify your house outside should be the most cleanest. Your center should be the most posh looking. It should be clean, that it gives the scent. You should have air freshener as soon as you come in, so if a non-Muslim comes in, smell good. You should have flower pots inside. You should really make things that, you know, some buildings become very ugly and architectural flaw, really. But the problem is that we should have beautiful things, so when they're walking, they say, wow, look at the Muslims, how clean and how beautiful they are. Everything should be spick and span. Your house outside should be the cleanest and the nicest looking. You know, if you have kids, I have to keep going, picking up their whatever they're throwing, but this is with small kids, but when they're 15 and 18 and 20, you cannot be something they see. I'm not going to go and pick up after your toy. You have to pick up yourself. So we have to look at that, inshallah. We have to be, that's the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that righteousness is good characteristics. What is umahaka fi sadrik? That the idin is something that revolves around your chest and that you do not want other people to know.